This is Neil Chayet looking at the law. A state prosecutor offers an immigrant a plea bargain, and he takes it. Can the federal government use it against him and ship him out of the country? Adrian, who's 26 years old and a citizen of Jamaica, has been in the U.S. legally since he was 3 years old. He was caught with a small amount of marijuana after a traffic stop. The state prosecutor said if he pleaded guilty to possession with intent to distribute, the charges would be erased from his record if he stayed out of trouble for 5 years. But right after he pleaded guilty in state court, he was hauled before a federal immigration judge who ruled that he was immediately deportable, having pleaded guilty to an aggravated felony. After being turned down by the Board of Immigration Appeals and the Circuit Court of Appeals, Adrian appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, which accepted his case and reversed, ruling that under the Controlled Substances Act, there's an ambiguity as to whether Adrian's conviction was punishable as a felony or a misdemeanor. So a Jamaican immigrant has made it to the highest court in the land. The end result? No deport because of deport. This is Neil Chayet looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.